I think it was very severe. I think the government had followed a policy over the last few years, which was designed, calculated to suppress public opinion, to deny basic liberties, freedoms, and the people were sick and tired of it. And I think, for example, the press has been controlled. Even now, it's controlled, but there has been some relaxation in the last few weeks. And the radio, till very recently, wouldn't mention a word about the opposition as if it didn't exist in the country. And I was delighted the last 2 days our television has started taking pictures of opposition activities, which is a very new development in our life. So there has been suppression of a very severe kind.
But doesn't a country like this need a strong man? I mean, can democracy work in a country like Pakistan?
Oh, indeed it can. I think it'll be fatal. I mean, you want a strong man, but that strength must be derived from the people. Strong arm methods without popular support, I think fatal in our condition. It will never work here, and we have seen this, we've tried it, and we feel that that anybody in a strong position must derive their strength from the people.
Are you a runner for prime minister or presidency, sir?
That, I think, is a function of political parties. You know, I don't belong to a political party, and the question of selecting president would be relevant if it's a parliamentary system. But whoever runs for this high office would be a person that has the support of the stronger political parties in the country.
Would you want to play a part in the political life of the country?
That is a decision I have to take in the next few weeks.